The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics.
Well, howdy there, patriots and well-meaning serfs. It is that time. Buckle up. It is time for your weekly dose of Red Pill Politics. I am your opinionated and abrasive host, Dave Kopasz, and it is my pleasure to be spending Saturday evening once again with all y'all. So hope all is going well out there for folks. Here in the old Northeast, boy, we're getting some of that typical fall weather right now. What a beautiful, beautiful couple of weeks we've had as far as foliage for you leaf peepers out there. Oh, man, I went on a short jaunt last week up to New Hampshire, and it was just captivating, absolutely beautiful. But, you know, got some rain, a lot of the leaves came down, and it's just getting to be that time of year. You know, you feel the cold stuff rolling in. I've always liked the fall. You know, it's just the weather's nice, not too hot, not too cold yet. But I think I mentioned this the other week. I think it was because of the close relationship I had with my grandfather and the amount of time that we spent outdoors, including hunting and fishing, things like that. So I have a great appreciation for the actual environment, which is what really pisses me off most about the green agenda. Is it's about as counter to a healthy environment as you could ever want to have, is one that's completely controlled, manipulated, and under the thumb of government, right? You know, things that it seems we're at a point in time now where almost everything with government fingerprints on it goes right to hell in a handbasket. Really, really does, boy. And I guess some little tiny part of me, all right, is almost glad to see things in a near-death spiral in this country, because we're going to have no freaking choice but to break things down to their basics. Right down to their basics. Our relationships within our families, the tightness of our families, the tightness of our towns, you know, how we interact with everybody around us, who we even take orders from. It is unbelievable. I don't know if any of y'all saw it on the social media blogosphere or not, but New York put out a PSA. There's people are getting nervous. We probably have never been quite so close to a nuclear exchange as we are right now. And New York put out a PSA, what to do if there's a nuclear explosion. And it is beyond laughable. All right, other countries actually have shelters and preparations for their people. You know, we go, you know, we have nowhere to go. So what do they do? They say, go to your home. Immediately go home. Yeah, go to the center of your house. And if you've got a basement, go in that. All right, and then stay in your house. Step two, stay in your house. Don't leave. All right, it's kind of like self-imprisonment here. Not much different from the COVID-1984 nonsense. You know, just stay in your home. And then step three, watch the news. That's right, stay plugged in and look to see what government and their mockingbird partners tell you to do next. I mean, if there's a nuclear bomb goes off, number one, I think sitting in the fetal position in the middle of your living room is probably, you know, I suppose it's better than sitting outside and staring at it, but, you know, not going to do much. I'm pretty sure The old electricity is not going to be going into your cable box and turning on your TV set for you to even get further orders from the government. So they may send out surrogates that may show up in the streets eventually. All right, they will be armed and protected and suited up and everything, but officials, all right, their officials will probably come swooping through, barking orders from a megaphone. Geez, I can just see it coming now. But that's their three-step PSA. Go home, stay in your home, and then watch the news. How is that for you? Does that sound like a country that really cares about you? Or not a country, but a government that actually cares about you? Oh, my God. And meanwhile, all of their policies are foreign policies. All their actions were in the midst of a proxy war. Whether anyone wants to actually publicly admit it or not, that's exactly what is going on right now. Trillions of dollars hemorrhaging money into Ukraine. And I mean, everything that's going on around this, I could spend the whole show just on that alone. There's a lot going on, and you should take the extra steps to gain some situational awareness, as this is a pretty complex thing. But at the heart of it is globalist geopolitics. The grand chessboard, as Zbigniew Brzezinski so eloquently put. You know, I remember him talking about keeping borders pliable and the vassals compliant. Using food wars, starving people into compliance. See, if you make people suffer enough, and your propaganda is so repetitive and thorough, and the suffering compounds it, it gets to a point where they expect you to beg them for the solution. The very ones that put you in the position you're in, and you beg them for the solution. Or they just come out while you're in the midst of suffering and saying, hey, we got a solution. Here's something you can do. You know, are you just going to follow them? I certainly hope not. So, but things are bad and getting worse. The nation is coming apart at the seams. One of the things that I'm going to talk a little bit about tonight, and I'm going to bring it around local again, is I told you folks right from the very first broadcast that I did on RBN, because I'm sure there's people out there listening and have been listening to this network for years, going, who in the hell from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts might actually give a crap about our nation and the Constitution? What in the heck is this, a programmer from Massachusetts? Are you kidding me? Well, yes, there are patriots out here, let me tell you that. That our government is not a reflection of the people that live here. It is a reflection of the integrity of our election system, is what it is. It is a reflection of a Soviet system that slowly encroaches into a state. And I can, again, for hours, give you examples after 17 years in public service. In conservation, that was my thing. Remember, I do have a legitimate attachment to an appreciation for the environment, natural cycles, how things work, how the environment reacts to various stimulants, good and bad. I have just an appreciation for the diversity and what it is and the strengths of it. And in those years that I spent, 13 of them as department head, I can sit here almost endlessly and provide you with real life, directly observed by my own eyes, examples of how this Soviet system took root, developed, who many of its players are, just in my little region. You'd have to go and sniff them out in yours, but they are there. And I told you and I promised you that many of the discussions and the topics that we cover, I am going to bring to you examples right from my own state, from my own backyard. And I'm telling you right now, folks, as sure as I'm here this moment, it's already in your state to some level. And what you see here and what you often point your fingers and laugh at Massachusetts, it's coming. It is coming as part of a system that comes down, and it's got multifaceted plans and contingencies and how to deal with resistance. So it oozes in different ways in different states. Over here, we were unfortunately weakened. Our guard was down. The wrong people were in charge and co-opted even prior to their, because the Soviet system is what it is. It doesn't always just mean actual organs of government, actual elected officials, public servants, should I say. You know, these Soviet systems are just that. They are bureaus and boards and committees and nonprofits and land trusts and commerce nonprofits, all kinds of things. They're little think tanks that feed your school districts curriculum ideas. They're in your town halls. They're in the clubs and in the fabric of your community. And they always come in, as if they are doing something so righteous for you. It is for you. It's always for you. They're not coming in, hey, I'm a new business in town. I'm coming in. I'd really like to make a profit and have a good thriving business in your town. It's not like that. They get planners in place to make sure that select areas in town are developed to meet their own goals. I told you, I read my own regional land use plan in my area recently. Again, you got to refresh it, go back over and over, because this thing's always being edited, amended, updated, new versions. And I did a couple of just keyword searches. And I'm sorry for those of you that got to hear this again, but some may be new listeners, and this really does have to sink in so that you can go and see for yourself in your town. Now, when you have a regional apparatus, and I would remind you that this regional outfit is in my area is called the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission. 43 towns are in their district. The district is amorphic. It is whatever they wanted it to be. The planners, the state planners, and the APA, the American Planning Association, as a good Soviet, picture kind of an Amway style pyramid. Okay, picture that. With the APA and people like that up near the top. And then you got your regional planning commissions. I think there's 14 of them, 16 of them throughout Massachusetts. Got it all carved up into regions. An essential component of communism, by the way, regionalization. So, yeah, I did you would think that their regional land use plan for all this property and throughout our area, it's not all urban here. This is all a lot of single family homes and, smaller communities and bedroom communities, some industry and stuff all mixed in this region. It's quite hodgepodge. But you would think an entity that is so large, gets so much of our tax dollars, has such an influence on what goes on from a property rights point of view, from an economic point of view, from an education, traffic, you name it, energy, water, they're involved in everything, gun ownership, and now the social justice movement, what you should say and think in your community. When you drive through your community, what should you see? What things should you not see? These are literally discussions they're having. But something so vast, I said, I'm going to do a search for private property. right? Private transportation, car. And I was getting goose eggs. All right, private property, I think, was mentioned twice. Once it was in a glossary, this is a definition. In another, it was in a negative context, in something that had to be decentralized. Private property ownership having to be decentralized, according to central planners. All right, this is a political double talk for them going after your private property rights in regionalizing them, socializing them. Now, I go and do a search for environmental justice, and I'm getting 50, 60, 70 hits in this one document. So where's their focus? You damn well better go and find out for yourself. Don't believe me. I could be filling your head full of nonsense right now. All right, you should go tomorrow morning when you're nice and fresh. Get yourself a cup of coffee, and you go and you groom through your state's websites for regional planners, councils of government, COGS. All right, these are, you cannot deny that the cage we've allowed to be constructed around us is a Soviet system. So some of the things I wanted to just show you, I could have told you, I'm going to bring you stuff from my own state. And I know, one of the things that just drives me friggin' bonkers is the assault on our children. And right now I've never felt more fired up about this, and I'm going to tell you why. There's some good news. I told you also I try to bring you some good stuff once in a while. Well, here's something good. It's more for me, I guess, than everybody, but I think to everybody too. Got a call from my youngest son out of the blue the other night. Both my boys, they're busy with their lives and whatnot. It's kind of rare just to get a call from them out of the blue. So I go, holy mackerel, I took the call. And it was one I was kind of waiting for a while. Now, my youngest had been engaged for a number of years to a very nice girl. And as it turns out, I am going to be a grandpa. I am going to have my first little grand cub on the way probably around June or so. And he was calling to let me know. I am so psyched and have just been waiting for this for such a long time. I love both my boys, and I remember the moment because they were both birthed into my hands, both of them. I was there. I was an engaged parent literally from the first second. And now I got a grandbaby coming. Being born into a state where the town that I just moved out of had a pedophile to normie ratio of 232 to 1. Other towns in my state are like 10,000 to 1. I mean, it's hit or miss. It's Russian roulette with these sickos. They're friggin' everywhere. A crossing guard in Boston just a couple of days ago, arrested for child rape. And right in my own city. And I told you folks that I am not one of those that is going to sit up here on a weekly basis and actually suggest that you do something that I wouldn't. So I'm going to fill you in on a little something that I've been working on. All right, we relocated a little over a year ago and moved. And where I'm at now, I'm in a city of Holyoke. All right, my wife's place that she had here for years, and we are had moved back in here. Now, I catch wind because I got a couple of services that send me emails based on certain trigger words. And I'm going to get into it. I don't want to start this. We got a break coming up. I got a few messages from our sponsors, but please do stay tuned in. We will be right back. This is Red Pill Politics, and you are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us, and we'll be right back. It was hard to do.
Came down to you. Consider this. dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
I've got that lightning inside me. Would that be a short break, folks? We have a call already on the line we're going to be getting to in just a minute. But what I would like to do first is encourage you to head over to republicbroadcasting.org. Check out the other programmers, find some shows you like, share the links around, download some on your thumb drive, and make it happen. All right, get the word out. Lots of good programs out there. Check them out, share them around, and of course, hit that donation button on your way out. We are all listener funded. No way are we going to be under the thumbs of the corporate fat cats here and basically speaking other people's thoughts. We're up here to engage in a open, engaging dialogue. All right, that's what this is about, and it's one of the few places on Al Gore's internet that you can do that. So please support republicbroadcasting.org. And if you like to stay in touch with Red Pill Politics, some ideas what's coming up on future shows, some other snarky this and that, please head over to redpillpolitics.tv and get yourself on the mailing list and registered over there. All right, you can do that as well. Now, before we go to the call, I want to finish up. Like I told you, I am not one of these folks that would suggest that people do something that I wouldn't do myself. All right. And I'm always telling people, get involved, speak out, use the resources around you. And one of those resources is Community Access TV. And I mentioned this before. Now, as it turns out, as soon as I we landed here and got unpacked and kind of settled in, started putting out my usual routes. One of the places I contacted was the community access station here in the city. And happens to be that they are dusting up a new facility here. All new technology, a real upgrade, nice recording facility, nice studio. And I told them, I said, I'd like to get involved. I said, I've done community access probably, three other times in different towns. So I'm a little familiar. I could probably produce and just simply provide content rather than tie up your schedulers and station time. I got quiet. Didn't hear much from them. So now in my city, this is where something got my dander up again. And I'm going to do a little multitasking here. Is one of our city councilors who got recently busted in Rhode Island for child porn and other things. There's other things going on here, too. And when he went to the last city council meeting, they had the police there, and they were going to ban him from the meeting because of this. And they cited, I think it was Section 46 of the town charter, if you are, you can be removed from your position if you are convicted of a crime. Now, technically, he has not been convicted yet. All right, this is Wilmar Puello Mota is his name. He was charged. Things do not look good. This guy's in some trouble. But he is now suing the city of Holyoke because they have no right under that particular section to relieve him of his position. And he was really looking forward to going to that meeting as he wanted to vote for this new ordinance called Shots Fired, which would put sensors up all around the city for detecting gunshots, right? Big Brother stuff. Well, here's where it's kind of a touchy situation, is we can't become that which we deplore. We're always out there bitching and griping about how people are violating the Constitution. You know, we're a nation of laws. All true. And according to their own charter, which I don't know that they even need such a thing, but it does in fact say that. Now, what should happen, and what I am going to call them out for, and I'm going to do this by way of creating my own 20-minute piece of content for community access. I am going to submit it into them and request specifically that it be put in rotation. And my wife and I are also going to the meeting where I will pretty much, I've got 90 seconds to speak. So I will give whatever I can in my 90 seconds, which will include a way they can get my full comments, and I will hand them a transcript of my full comments and what will be suggested, because they cannot do that. I do have to, as much as I hate pedophiles and people that diddle kids, and this guy here, he had a phone full of child porn. I not only want to make sure he gets his due process and he's punished good for this, I'm also going to suggest that while they're investigating the issue, that we get ongoing reports on a monthly basis on the whereabouts of all of the children found on that phone. Never do they talk about that. Well, I'm going to make sure that's front and center in my message as well. We want updates on the whereabouts and the health of those children. Oh, and there's more. There's more. There's no short break. It's Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm going to finish that rant right after the break. Stay tuned.
Last time I saw you had tears in your eyes. You loved a man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Everybody, this is Red Pill Politics. Thank you so much for spending Saturday night with us here at Red Pill Politics on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Every Saturday, 10 to midnight Eastern Time, it is always a pleasure. I have a great, great time doing the show here. I have great callers and, you know, lots of love, man. Love you guys. Support us wherever you can. This is a big battle. This is indeed an info war, and we saw this last week. There is a price, $1 billion. Holy mackerel! Can you imagine that? This shit show is going to go on for a while. I can't wait for the appeals to go through on this, because this was a true evisceration of the, you know, just the judicial system. What a black eye! It is the laughing stock of the nation right now, for those that are paying attention to that. Well, I want to finish up on this local story, this local connection, and then we're going to jump into calls. Now, we got an individual, a city councilor, himself and all the city councilors took the same damn oath, all right, to protect our rights and defend the Constitution, all right? he has got himself in a whole boatload of trouble, got arrested and charged down in Rhode Island for having child pornography and some other things, but this is the one that I'm focusing on here. Tried to go to the very next city council meeting, and the councilor said, you know, we're removing you for a cause, and they stated a chapter in their town charter says you can be removed if you've been convicted of a crime. Well, he's not been convicted yet. You know, all right, they put the cart before the horse. He's been charged, doesn't look good, but he hasn't technically not been convicted. So we got a situation. We have one councilman that seems to be a predator, unsafe around children. All right, not good for him to be there, but he does need to have due process. We can't become that which we deplore. Give him his day in court. Give him a chance to defend himself. The government's role in this is to defend the rights of others, including the children found on his phone and the other children that are potential victims of this predator. All right, and prosecute, provide your evidence, and let him have his day in court. And if he's convicted, he should be in jail, so that kind of solves the problem of throwing him off the city council, doesn't it? But then that could take place under Chapter 46, but this is going to play out. This is going to take months and months, and you don't want someone like that who is a risk, because you see the other city councilors who took that same oath cannot negate that responsibility. They still must protect the children. They can't remove him, apparently, because of this technicality. But what they can do is a couple of things, and I'm going to suggest this to them as a course of action, is to immediately, for someone to have a motion of a vote of no confidence. First, let's make an official statement in the minutes on the record that we have no confidence in this particular councilman. Make it happen. Have your vote, hopefully unanimous. The very next motion should be to strip him of all access. You can sanction him. You will not be involved in anything that has to do with children. You will not be involved in policies that have to do with sex offenses. I mean, is that somebody who would be a sheepdog, a guard dog of the children when it comes to sexual abuse and child sex crimes and policies within the city? No, he's a threat to those things. He's violating those very laws that we want to see tightened up. At least it looks that way. We got to give him his day in court. But there's no way in hell that the rest of those city councilors should just sit on their hands, be afraid of the progressives and all those minor attracted person people with the trans community come out and beat you up and call you names. These people, they need treatment too. They're sick people. Gender dysphoria is real. If there's anything that's at pandemic levels in this world, it's gender dysphoria. So if these other city councilors, and I'm hoping, because they tried to boot his ass out already, I'm hoping they got some grit and common sense, because that's really all that needs to be applied here is common sense. They can do the best they can to mitigate this. Give him an opportunity at this meeting. Once you have your vote of no confidence, or as part of it, you know, ask for his resignation. Ask for it. In the public, if they don't come out and defend their own values here, holy mackerel, I don't know. I don't know, but what I'm going to do, and it's like I said, I'm not going to suggest that you do something that I wouldn't do myself. So I've got plans already to go with my wife to that meeting. I'm going to say my piece and cram as much in 90 seconds as I can, provide them a written transcript of my full thoughts, and I'm going to give the public an opportunity to have access to my full thoughts, too, and where they can get that. But I'm going to follow up with the people I talked to over at the community access station. I know they're probably busy setting up their new station and all. But I'm going to remind them that I'm interested in participating by sending them some canned content that I am going to request that they put in rotation. Because, you see, they have to. Right? A percentage of your cable bill goes to your community access station, and they've got to, and when you provide content, you want to use the studio, that's yours to use. And don't let them tell you no. I know I'm not going to. And I will share the audio of that clip when I do it with you, too. So that's what we have here. This is just this last week, okay? Just this last week. People wonder why I'm so wound so tight sometimes. I could go on for hours. I'm giving you some two examples that you can go look. Crossing Guard in Boston arrested for raping kids. And the Holyoke City Councilor doesn't get any closer than my own friggin' backyard. And my inbox fills up every day from Google alerts for Massachusetts child rape. Level 3 sex offender released. It's sickening. In the ooze, the splatter is all over America. There is no little rural little state you can think of where this isn't. This nastiness. Call it out with boldness. And that's something we'll talk a little bit more. I'm not going to go on because I can feel myself getting amped up on this. But, you know, we'll talk more about some of the pushback that we're finally beginning to see across this country from parents that have just, they're at a rolling boil and they said, I have had it. And they're lambasting and they're trolling meeting after meeting after meeting. And I love it. I love it. We got to encourage that. Like I said, they're standing in the bee's nest. Sting them. 1,000 pinpricks. Let there be no dark corner that they can hide from what they've done. That being said, let's move on. We've got a caller from Idaho. Marcus, welcome to Red Pill Politics.
Hello, sir.
How are you doing tonight, Marcus?
I'm doing fine. There's a bunch of people which are not doing fine, and those are the January 6th protesters that are in prison now over a year and a half, and the radio hosts across America are not talking about them. No one's talking about them.
A request to move them over to Gitmo where they might get treated better? I think there was a couple of them that requested to be...
No, sir. That's not what we need. We need America to be America, to have laws and rules in America. Mm-hmm. And that's what is not happening.
Do you think that they're, and I would totally agree with you that this is a complete injustice. It is theatrics, and it is politics at its worst, and people are being victimized by this.
Right.
It is clear, but do you think that...
Party.
I believe that we sometimes have to suffer for a greater, more common good. You know, I think people have to see the suffering of others sometimes to wake up.
What is the suffering doing for them to make it things better? Because
You don't think this has affected the mindset of people that are observing what is clearly just falling apart?
No one really thinks about it because no one talks about it. You guys out there in the media, which have a voice, you're not talking about it, unless somebody like me calls in. So no one's talking about it.
Everyone has their opinion, but you know, I'm a bit of a blabbermouth too. So when I'm out and about, you know, it for me, it's nothing. I could be standing next to someone I have never met before and say, "Boy, what do you think of that January 6th stuff?" And be innocuous, not tip them off as to what side I'm on, and just to poll them to see what they're thinking. And I can't remember the last time because I try to get people that don't have purple hair and things like that, where I know what they're already thinking. I'm trying to get your average Joe, but I'm always polling and trying to get my finger on the pulse of what people are actually thinking who aren't showing anything outwardly. And I keep getting consistent, people are, they just shake their head and they say, it's ridiculous. It's a show. It's all a bunch of BS. Those are the comments.
It's a joke for us, but not for them. Being in solitary confinement for...
I'm not denying that they're suffering unduly. I interviewed the Bundys, Jeanette Finicum, many of the ranchers that were involved out there, and some of them that were imprisoned, and how they were treated in that prison. I know they were political prisoners as well. It wasn't right that they spent over a year in jail.
But the Bundys is a different story. The whole thing is...
Political prisoners. We can't be split hairs. They're political prisoners. Right, we're talking about government seizing people.
Right. But right now what we have is that the voting machines, the Dominion voting machines, which want to sue people for $1 billion, are owned by State Street, which is a agency which uses money for other people, and which is owned by BlackRock.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got this huge $1 trillion agency, which is telling the government agency to stick them into the hole forever.
Yeah, we got larger and more powerful than government.
These people, they have no constitutional rights. A speedy trial. They're not having a speedy trial after a year and a half. A broken system, and that is the system that the Democrats wanted. When they own us, will put upon everybody.
Yeah. This rot has gotten into every layer of government. Like I said 100 times on this show. You know, we had 3 branches of government that were supposed to be, roughly co-equals and keep an eye on each other. And we were supposed to keep an eye on them. And they just all got equally corrupted, became a self-protecting system, as the American people were conditioned and were duped by propaganda from government. And we got soft, man. We took our hand off the wheel. We let them just go. Yeah. Elect them and cut them loose. And we got the government we deserve.
We're not running into a socialist system right now. We're not running into any other type of system, but we're running into a satanic system which will own everybody and put everybody into poverty.
I want to go back to your original point, though, Marcus, because you've called into the show before and you've been like a laser. This was your issue, is the suffering of the J6 people. And so I know this is important to you. Now, you say that the media doesn't cover it. You've called in here twice and we've talked about it. I do as much as I can to share the suffering. As sad as that sounds, I do believe that there are going to be those amongst us that are treated punitively, that do have to suffer. And many people live in denial. And there comes a point where you just can't deny any longer. And people daily are snapping out of their slumber right now. It's extremely late. I don't know if they can right the ship. I really don't know. We're in a lot of trouble. But people are continuously waking up, and, this is what does it. Talking about this, whether it's big or small, everyone that's listening to this.
Why do they have to suffer under a corrupt system?
What's the solution?
It's like, how do we allow these elected officials to be incredibly stupid and make sure that we are hurt.
Well, this particular group of political prisoners is in prison because...
is that they want us to be hurt. They want us to hurt.
They want us to be scared. They want us to be scared. They don't so much want to hurt us. The government wants to scare us, is using the January 6th people as fodder. You know, they're using them as an example. So, that's all that's going on there. But, you know, to answer your question earlier from a moment ago, you know, how is it that, you know, a government could get to this point and do this? And it's years of apathy. Decades and decades of apathy on our part created. I mean, we do have the government we deserve. If you look at our engagement with government and how many times...
I deny that 100%.
No, we have not pressured them to stay on a strict path of the Constitution. We allowed them to just deviate and tell us that we're not seeing what we're seeing and hearing what we're hearing, that we're crazy, we're the radicals, we're the extremists for questioning them on it.
We have not had the information that we have in the last 10 years, for the most part. So we did not know what the government was doing. It was all
under wraps. We know what they did in Waco. We saw that they would burn down a wooden church and kill a bunch of people in Waco. All right, we saw
Waco
this happen a few times, didn't we?
And yes. What do we do?
What do we do when they after Ruby Ridge and things like that? A couple of people said, "Hey, you know, that's pretty shitty thing to do." And the government's response: "Well, yeah, we're going to take your guns now." And ever since, throwing our guns at them.
The government has always been an ownership issue. The government owns the people. People think that the government is a public servant, but they do not see that. They are the owners of the people. They decide what's going to happen to us. And that has been from the get-go. And it is not going to stop.
All right. Well, here's the way I think about it, and I try to encourage people to really break things down in their simplest terms. Government exists only if we believe it to. It is a figment of our imagination. The moment I stop recognizing any authoritarian with a position and a title who calls themselves government, elected or appointed, you know, I have the choice of saying no. If they're infringing, I just say no. They no longer exist in my mind. Think of gun laws I've been ignoring for decades.
They exist in your bank account, though.
I'm not stupid enough to put a bunch of money in the bank.
Them, but they can destroy you from your bank account.
I leave just enough in there to keep my account open. I'm not that going to do that. I'll turn those nearly useless, valueless Federal Reserve notes into tangibles, things that are of use to me that I will either use and get a great deal of use out of, or use and or barter and sell later. I'm dumb. I'm not going to put all my value and wealth in one of their institutions that has proven itself to be predatory.
On a different note, I'd like to give the listeners something that is a valuable commodity to them. I have had an issue with my heart because I was behind exhaust fumes, which really made a problem with me. And there is something called Lily of the Valley root, which is a tincture, and I've been using that, and it has really made my heart feel so much better and my life so much better.
Well, that's good news. There's a lot to be said for natural substances, and Lily of the Valley, I'm very familiar with what it is. What function does it do? Is it anti-inflammatory? What does it do for your heart?
Exactly. That my heart feels like it gets pressure up there, and it's like angry and, you know, the whole grumpy whole feeling. And I take 5 drops in the morning, and it just settles the whole thing for the whole day. Sometimes when there's more fumes or whatever, I have to take another 3 drops. But it's been a real blessing for me. It's not something you want to take too much of.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to be very careful of the amount you take.
You take a few drops a day, you said?
Yeah, like 5 drops.
Yeah. Yeah, I recommend looking into quercetin also, because it's also an anti-inflammatory, but it is it acts as that vehicle like ivermectin does to get zinc into your cells if you ever catch something. So with people with heart conditions, got to be careful with colds and flus and all kinds of bioweapons and stuff. So, take a look at quercetin. I know I take it on a daily basis here myself, for inflammation and just for those secondary effects of transport for zinc. But, hey, prayers heading your way. I hope you get well, stay well. Thanks for the tip, and I'll look into that. Lilia's Valley is something we got a lot of around here. Thanks for the call. Marcus from Idaho. Sure enough, you know, we got a... I can't believe government has done that either. But, as much as it's horrible to think about and to see, and many people don't even want to tune in and listen to the hearings because it's such a horse and pony show, but let us never forget, and this is what always happens, they come up and they bitch slap you and thumb you in the eye, and then later you're kind of, you know, it's like the battered wife syndrome. You forgive them, and you give them the opportunity, they do it again. All right, don't forget their names and their friggin' faces. Don't forget them. Liz Cheney is finding out right now, good and hard and early. She is done for. She was always a turd in the punch bowl for the Republicans because the voters knew exactly who she was. The establishment rhinos are the only ones that could tolerate her nastiness. She could never excite the Republican base. She's always been a failure. You know, switching parties is no surprise. Crying out loud. I was gambling the same thing. I thought our governor, Charlie Baker, was going to be a Democrat. I really honestly thought he was going to switch parties by now, especially if he had to run again. If he had to run again in Massachusetts and for governor, he would have to switch to the Democrat Party. They can't stand them. But don't forget them. Make sure you did not only, and I'm not talking about just to, you know, protest them or anything like that. I'm talking about the fact that this was premeditated. You know, there was 2 or more people developed a plan or conspired, if you will, to put this whole show on in an attempt to influence what should have been a democratic process enshrined in our country. Right? We're not a democracy, we're a republic. But the democracy part, it's we're in danger. We're in danger. Right, I think I hear bumper music coming in. It's coming on the top of the hour. You are listening to Red Pill Politics. I want you to stay with us for dose number 2. All right. This is Republic Broadcasting Network.
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Yeah, Mr. Pop.